RadioSaintPete.com.
And now a few minutes with RadioSaintPete.com film critic Charlie Jewell. Today Charlie reviews 50 Shades of Grey, now playing in area theaters.
50 Shades of Grey is infamous. Even the most closeted, repressed, and stoic housewives read the trilogy known for bondage, domination, and graphic sex. So what did Hollywood do? They turned it into a softcore Cinemax film full of strategic sheet placement, boob-only nudity, and skipping over the scenes the audience expects to see. Rated R in America, France judges this film suitable for teens. They must be laughing at us. The MPAA should be far more concerned with the ridiculous declarative dialogue than with any of the lack of unusual bedroom behavior they cite. Declarative dialogue? I refer to those frequent and out-of-place simple sentences billionaire Christian Grey, played by Jamie Dornan, likes to throw out. How about this winter over a cup of coffee? I'm not the man for you. You should steer clear of me. The conversation was about English literature at the moment. Grey does not do complex sentences full of clauses and appositives, and would never be accused of pausing semicolon style. He is a subject and verb guy. That's it. His syntax matches his personality and condo. All reserved, ashen, and cold. He is right, though. The 27-year-old billionaire with his own building in downtown Seattle is not the man for romantic English literature major Anastasia Steele, played by Dakota Johnson. The whole idea of a recent graduate naif getting swept off her feet by a reclusive billionaire screams Jane Eyre ripoff. Screenwriter Kelly Marcel spins the narrative web around an opposites attract theme. Can heart of coal Christian Grey meet puppy dog-eyed Anastasia Steele in the middle? The answer is, who the hell cares? 50 Shades of Grey is dry, and the pacing can slow to a crawl, especially in the repetitive second half. I recognize the roles of Christian and Anastasia are tough. Jamie Dornan and Dakota Johnson have to carry an entire film staring into each other's eyes, as only these two are on screen 90% of the time. They do some heavy theatrical lifting with material which has somehow escaped its natural habitat, 2 a.m. on premium cable. So what about the good stuff? The main reason just about everybody will purchase a ticket, the sex. For a story all your friends told you was about domination, submission, bondage, and pain, the on-screen action is almost pure vanilla. There is zero male frontal nudity. Christian focuses his attention on Anastasia's inner thigh and breastplate, lest he accidentally hit an erogenous zone. And there is way more tickling involved than any sort of whip. There are double the scenes of Christian taking off his shirt to revel in his washboard abs than any female nudity. Here is a film all about hype with no follow-through. A lot of theatergoers purchasing expensive, full-price tickets are going to feel taken advantage of. They were promised something different, something risque, something almost on the verge of dangerous. Wrong. 50 Shades of Grey is something on the verge of boredom. Since I'm on a roll, the story is set in late spring and summer. I don't care what your Seattle perceptions are, it is not grey every day with a 90% chance of thunderstorms in June. Also, the exterior city shots look remarkably like Vancouver, British Columbia. The audience is being set up. Universal Pictures promises you a sports car, but drives up in a mid-range Chevy Cobalt. The loudest gasp from the audience at my screening was seeing Dakota Johnson's leg hair in silhouette. Just about all the women around me leaned over to their friends to ask, "Didn't she shave?" Folks, this should not be the takeaway from a story which has consumed suburban America for the past few years. I would say the Emperor has no clothes here, but as is the case, the Emperor is strategically swaddled in sheets, lest you get a peek of his unmentionables. That is why I give 50 Shades of Grey 2 out of 4 stars.
50 Shades of Grey is rated R, now playing at Seminole 8, Regal Park Place Stadium 16, Largo Mall 8, Movico Sundial 19 in downtown St. Petersburg, and Cobb Countryside 12 cinemas. RadioSaintPete.com film critic Charlie Jewell is a member of the Washington, D.C. Area Film Critics Association. To read more of Charlie's reviews online, visit CharlieJewell.com.
RadioSaintPete.com.